You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us here on The Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, and I hope this broadcast finds you well. Today, brothers and sisters, I thought we would talk about when trouble comes. You know, that nasty thing that comes at our door when we don't want to open the door, we see it, and we try our best to avoid it, and sometimes, no matter how hard we try, trouble knocks on our door. And with that in mind, brothers and sisters, let's begin with a Hail Mary to help us through our broadcast. Brothers and sisters, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as you know, Psalm 91 has got to be the most wonderful, most helpful, most reassuring psalm in Scripture. And in my Bible, it's considered the assurance of God's protection. And that's what we need in this day and age and always in our life. We need God's hand upon us, always protecting us, our steps, our thoughts, as much as we, you know, we can allow ourselves to open ourselves to the Holy Spirit. So with that in mind, I thought I would read to you Psalm 91 to you, a beautiful psalm. And if you haven't heard it, or if you haven't got your Bible in front of you, just close your eyes and just sit back and just listen to the words of God's word. Okay, so let's begin. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Brothers and sisters, Psalm 91 is a way of telling us that whoever runs to him and seeks his divine protection will be saved from calamity and destruction. When we pray the words of this psalm, it becomes a powerful shield of protection from fear. Our world, brothers and sisters, has been turned inside out. As we continue to self-isolate during the COVID-19 pandemic, this being our third year, it's hard not to think about the virus because it has really, literally touched every area of our lives. We are separated from family and friends to a certain degree. Churches have limited their numbers in the halls. Some schools are actually closed, and jobs are either on a total loss, on hold, or some are working from home. Gyms and restaurants and other small businesses are forced to close and reopen and close again. And grocery stores have had limited hours. And then there is the news. Every story or report seems grimmer than the next. The coronavirus is confusing and frightening for hundreds of millions of people. And during this very historical moment in history, it's hard not to be anxious or worry. One doesn't have to look too far before Psalm 91 ends up and shows up on our newsfeed. It's no wonder that because Psalm 91 is literally the 911 to our God, mighty God. It's brimming with declarations and promises of God's protection. And during this time of global pandemic with COVID-19, this psalm speaks of God's presence, his power, and protection against fear. Fear is the one emotion God doesn't want any of us to be overtaken by, because when we fear, my friends, it reveals in our hearts how we are relying on our own efforts and not trusting our Savior. The Apostle Paul encouraged his protege, Timothy, to cling to faith by reminding him, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, of love, and self-discipline." And this is essentially the battle call in Psalm 91. You know, in the face of this pandemic or anything else in life, we have the right to be concerned, but we don't have the right to worry or fear. There are you ready? 365 verses about fear in the Bible. And even Jesus tells us three times in Matthew 6, don't worry. He doesn't want us to fear or worry, because these emotions become king instead of Jesus being our king. It isn't easy, I know, brothers and sisters. Excuse me as I grab a glass of water. Oh gosh, I hope you didn't hear that. Gulp, gulp. Excuse me. Psalm 91, my friends, is our 911. So why are millions of Christians around the world praying Psalm 91? The power of this psalm is a reminder that no matter what happens, a financial collapse, job loss, war, cancer, or COVID-19, God is still in control. In the first two verses, we are told exactly who God is. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. My God, in whom I trust, hidden in plain sight are four of God's powerful names, the Most High, the Almighty, the Lord, my God. Why would the writer use four different names in two verses? And what is significant about it during this pandemic? The first name is Most High. It is the Hebrew word of Elon. The name signifies God's majesty, sovereignty. We are reminded in this passage that we live, breathe, move, and have our rest in God. He assures us of protection, of comfort, and care. It reminds us we don't dwell on the news and the numbers and what the numbers are in Halton region, in Peel region, in Toronto region, in York region. No, we don't dwell in anxiety and worry or the pandemic. He, my brothers and sisters, he, my friends, is our dwelling place. The second name, the Almighty, is translated from the word Shaddai, means a God beyond our imagination or comprehension. And boy, brothers and sisters, we haven't got a clue. We really don't. We really haven't got a clue to the awesomeness, to the magnificence of our God Almighty. We haven't got a clue. We just don't realize how mighty He is. This is our problem. It appears 48 times in the Bible and references that God is the God of the wilderness, of the mountains. The point being, God can cause, are you ready? Mountains to tumble. He can part the seas. Can you imagine the ocean in front of you? You go to some beautiful resort and you see the ocean and all of a sudden it parts in the middle and there's dry land in front of you? He can protect us, brothers and sisters. He can protect us from the enemy. He can protect us during the pandemic, because no matter what happens, we will be with Him for all eternity. I was listening to a beautiful YouTube from Father Mark Goring, and he said, you know, I'm not scared to die. He said that many of his parish, as many of his priest friends or something like to that amount, I'm sort of, you know, I'm not using exactly his words, but he said that none of them were afraid to die because they knew that when they die, they would see Jesus. And really that was the home we need to think about. Not stuff, not things. Not worried about numbers, not worried about pandemic. The third name, the Lord, translates to Yahweh. It is the personal name of God revealed to Moses at the burning bush in Exodus chapter 6. It has been translated as Yahweh, Jehovah, and more often as the Lord, all capital letters. It means that the Lord is God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and knows us on a deep, intimate level. He knows us. He knows you. He knows me more than I know my own self. He knows what's good for me more than what I think I know what's good for me, what's best for me, what I should be doing. He is the one. And I need to remind myself, always start your day with a prayer. Ask God to direct me and to direct yourselves into what you can do for the Lord today. Use me, Lord. What is it that you want from me today? And leave it in God's hands. He knows, my friends, the exact numbers of hairs on our heads. Even if we're bald, He knows. He knows the color of our eyes when we lie down and wake up. He knows the number of our days on this earth. And that's a good thing. We need to live our day with always the Lord in front of us, behind us, beside us, and in us. The fourth name, my God, comes from the Hebrew Elohim. This name first appears at the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It also means supreme one or mighty one. In just these first few verses of Psalm 91, we are reassured beyond a shadow of a doubt that we serve a mighty God. It reminds us that even though we live in a fallen world, He is still with us. Even in perilous times, as the COVID-19 pandemic has continued, we're reminded that He is our shelter, our protector, our deliverer. We are reminded God is in control forever and always. And brothers and sisters, I'm just going to pause for just a moment just to say that in case that we run out of time, that we will continue this broadcast on the next time. So as I say, we come to you every Tuesday and Friday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 1:30 here on Radio Maria Canada. So brothers and sisters, if there was any a broadcast to listen to, this is the one. This is the one we need. This is the vitamin we need. This is the shot of adrenaline. This is the beyond the Band-Aid. This is the answer to our prayers. This is Eureka, I struck gold time. This is what it is, brothers and sisters. So please, if there is someone who needs to be encouraged, please tell them about this broadcast. Encourage them to listen and listen to the next one as we continue on this journey of hope and of reassurance that we have nothing to fear. We have really nothing to fear, brothers and sisters. God is with us. The message of Psalm 91 is God's way of telling us that whoever runs to Him and seeks His divine protection will be saved from calamity and destruction. When we pray the words of this psalm, it becomes a powerful shield of protection from fear. However, some people mistakenly thought the teaching is an unconditional promise and proof that life would be smooth sailing, that we won't face hardship or illness or any other crisis. Like it means that you're not going to be experiencing any problems. No. This kind of thinking is often preached by many pastors and ministers who teach the false and deceptive prosperity gospel. Nothing can be farther from the truth. God promised protection, but it doesn't mean that we won't suffer, even in the face of the pandemic. What we can count on are the promises found in the psalm. It is filled with goodness and power of God with 8 promises, 8 of them. I will rescue him, deliver, cause to escape. I will protect him, means he will set him on a high place. I will answer him, he'll respond to and speak to. I will be with him in trouble, he will rescue, to bring into safety, and honor him, to make him rich, strong. With long life, I will satisfy him. To have abundance in the journey and show him my salvation. So what does that mean? God doesn't promise that we won't get sick or witness loved ones suffer at the hands of this illness or anything else in life. What he does promise is to be with us and protect us from fear. The promises and plans he has for each of us offers us comfort that, you know what? He is in control. He has the big picture. He has all the pieces to the puzzle. We think we have them, but we don't. As Christians, we live and walk by faith. Faith is trusting in God, in His goodness, His faithfulness, and His plans. And it's the result of fearing God. We recognize God's supremacy, His goodness and control. And so we realize and know that we trust Him. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. Psalm 115. Psalm 91 bursts with assurances about the protection of God, with words like shelter, refuge, fortress, shield, deliver, rescue, satisfy. Well, at this time of global pandemic with the novel coronavirus and the Delta variant, this psalm speaks God's power, His presence, His intentions, and protection against fear. And described as a covering for His people, God's comfort is a wing of security amidst this world's uncertainties and sufferings. Brothers and sisters, I hope that you read this psalm sometime today. I have always loved this picture that the verse calls to mind. I think of this powerful bird with its expansive wings tucked and fluffed into a cocoon of warmth and safety, and for me, protective and fierce, yet gentle and attentive. This is exactly the refuge I desire. But I rarely consider what might be beyond this ambient environment. The very nature of the word refuge suggests being sheltered from something. And Psalm 91 does not neglect what that might be: from the trap, fatal and epidemic disease, terrors of the night, arrows that fly by day, destruction, plagues that stalk and ravage in the night and throughout the day. The word pictures here are equally as vivid as the feathered nest I was just wrapped in. It's easy for me to stop at verse 4 and look away from this part. But the hope we need is as much here as it is in the shelter. This, my dear friends, this is what He is protecting us from. This is what He is protecting us through. This is what He is protecting us in the midst of. Verse 15. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. He tells us He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us. And often when trouble comes, we ask God, why? Why do violent crimes happen to innocent people? Why do faithful people struggle with finances, with marriages, with children, with hope? Tucked under His wing, we like to think the dangers, all that we fear, will cease around us. But His word never promises that. He promises us safety, Himself, in and amidst it all. This psalm opens with a firm and fervent declaration. The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say concerning the Lord, who is my refuge and my fortress, in whom I trust, in trouble or at peace. The psalmist is making a bold and stubborn declaration. When we, you and I, make the Lord our dwelling place, His shelter through horrifying trouble is our hope. He is our hope. May we not confuse the two. Trouble will come, but so will refuge for those who have set their hearts on Christ. He will give His angels charge over thee. an answer when we call. We were never promised, my friends, and here's the bit of a little shock. We were never promised a life without hardship, a life without very real terrors and danger. But we are promised His presence with us, the security of His refuge around us, because, my friends, we live in a sinful world. We need not fear when trouble comes, or despair when we see horrors around us, when we set our hearts firmly on the hope of His shelter, His deliverance through it all. God will protect us. Psalm 91 was actually used by Satan to tempt, to tempt Jesus in the desert. In Matthew 4, chapter 4, verse 5 to 7, the devil said that surely Jesus could place Himself in the way of harm in order to demonstrate the rescuing power of God. But Satan misused God's word, removing it from the context of the whole and unity of Scripture. Jesus, honoring Scripture, responded that God is not to be put to the test. Careless behavior is not condoned by God, and neither is misuse of Scripture. Learning from Jesus, then, we must also handle Scriptures well in our times, that God is our refuge, comfort and shade amidst a pandemic. It doesn't mean that if we believe in Jesus, we have physical immunity to COVID-19, although many credible commentators agree. But, however, verses in this psalm do appear to present and promise bodily deliverance from pestilence. The word pestilence means any sudden fatal epidemic or pandemic. And in its biblical use, it generally indicates that these are divine visitations. Brothers and sisters, we are getting awfully close to the end of this broadcast, but I sincerely hope that you can join us on the next broadcast and be with us here on the Father's Quilt. I can't thank you enough each and every time that I'm with you. I totally feel so blessed to have you listening and being with me. I love you and care for you very much, and I wish that my broadcasts reach out to your hearts and inspire your soul and give you the hope and protection that you're looking for. Please refer to Psalm 91. You keep that opened. And always remember, brothers and sisters, if you do own a Bible, keep it open. The devil hates it. So keep your Bibles open, and see you next time here on The Father's Quilt. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. If I had